South Shore's Morning News. I'm Rob Hacklaw, along with Lisa Zizian. Every week at this time, it's our Tech Talk segment. We check in with David Snell over at Act Smart IT in Pembroke.
Hello, David. Good morning.
Good morning, Lisa. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, David. All right. So we're going to talk about something that may seem familiar, but it's a good thing to hammer something home on a day like today, right?
Exactly right. It feels like Groundhog Day already. So so we're always hammering on Facebook for the data privacy challenges, and sometimes it must feel like we're stuck in that 1993 movie. But rest assured, Facebook is doing everything they can to entertain our data with other people. Let's talk about, and this was new to me, Lisa, off-Facebook activity.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm always amazed by how often I get targeted at marketing while I'm on the web.
Right.
And Facebook has an awful lot to do with that targeted marketing, because they not only look at our activity on Facebook to market us, but its related products and other companies also relies on data from third-party websites to do this. So what's happening is other websites are reporting our interaction with them to Facebook to aggregate and share among other businesses.
Oh, so that's how it's working.
Is this in the instance where, like, you want to connect something to Facebook? Like, let's say it's Ticketmaster or something like that, and for some reason it's like, oh, well, we'll, you know, set us up through Facebook. Is that how this happens, or one of the ways this happens?
Yeah, that's one of the ways it happens. If you use Facebook to log into anything, that's one of the ways they're targeting you to whatever you logged into. But when you just visit a website or use an app, the businesses or organizations share that information about your activity with them back to Facebook's business tools. So you can open an app, you can log into an app with Facebook, just visit a website, search for an item, add an item to a wish list, add an item to a shopping cart, make a purchase, or even make a donation. It's always surprised me when I'm looking at something on Facebook and all of a sudden my browser says, if you're looking at fishing rods, here's some other stuff that you should be, or you may be interested in.
Yeah, it's too much. It's just too much, because I feel like every time I turn around, that search is haunting me.
Exactly right. Well, this is one of the ways that it's doing it, and I was fairly surprised when I looked into this off-Facebook activity, and my Facebook account had a list of 1,177 apps and websites that have shared my activity.
Wow.
Oh, no.
That's
almost
a lot.
400 websites. Yeah.
Wow.
Well, okay, so is there any way to turn it off, or...?
There is. There's a tool that allows you to work with this off-Facebook activity buried under Settings and Privacy. Tap on Settings, get your Facebook information heading, and then select off-Facebook activity. So what you can do there, you can turn off the apps or the websites one by one. I was not going to do that with 1,177 websites. So I deleted them all because I don't, in fact, use Facebook to log into anything. So this was all my web surfing habits that came back to haunt me through Facebook. So,
wow.
So if you just have a few, 20, 30, 40, you can decide which ones you want to turn off and which ones you want to leave running, because it could be one that you use to log into a site that you're normally using on a regular basis. Otherwise, you want to clear that history button and get rid of everything. The only caveat, as I said, was that if this will log you out of any apps for which you use Facebook activity to sign into. So if you use Spotify, Venmo, Airbnb, or any of those apps, you have to go back in and turn those on afterwards.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. All right, I think.
So yeah, and so what I did actually is there's another setting in there. When you head over to Manage Future Activity, you can tap Activity, turn it off totally, and then you can see what you've turned off. So all of mine is gone. I don't expect it to show up again. I don't want any future activity tracking, but I will certainly check this in a month. and see exactly what they're still doing or how they got around me to find another way to track my activity.
I mean, at the end of the day, I just want a cut of this. Like, you're using all my information. Just give me some discounts on something. You know, it's just so annoying. You're making Facebook and all these other companies, you're making all this money off of us. I want a cut of it. Or I don't want it. Or just, you know, it just doesn't seem fair.
No, it's not. That's why the privacy policies are important to read mm-hmm. and try to understand. Otherwise, you can do a back end through back doors like this who actually clean up the stuff they've harvested on us. And perhaps we'll see what my web surfing does today. See whether I get any pop-ups for fishing rods. I don't know. See what goes on with that.
Wow. All right. Well, good luck, David. And for the rest of us, we should read this as well to find out how we can manage our off-Facebook activity. And how do we go about reading more about this, David?
Just go to my website, xsmartit.com. Click on my blog link, and all the instructions are there to clean up whatever they harvested on you as an individual.
Oh, thank you for your help. We need it.
Have a great day.
Thank you, David. It's David Snell over at AxSmart IT, and he joins us every Tuesday at this time for AxSmart IT, our Tech Talk segment. Thank you, David.
Thanks, David.